There's a cash register in Dublin, Texas, that many might simply pass off as a unique antique. However, when you hear the story of its age and the product it was ringing up, you'll stop and find a true piece of history. The story of that old machine is today's edition of The American Countryside.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
None of us ever thought that the fire had this breadth and scope to it and that it could do what it did.
The flames consumed ranches, thousands of miles of fencing, homes, livestock, and the lives of brave ranchers.
I actually think in the eyes of those who were affected, it's worse now than it was when it was burning. Because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
Farmers from across the country are now helping these ranchers rebuild with hay, fencing, friendship, and labor. But more is needed, and you can help. The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefffund.org. That's wildfirereliefffund.org.
Sam Houston Prim established the Dublin Bottling Works in 1891. He received the original rights to bottle Dr. Pepper. The Prim family eventually sold the operation to the Klosters. Kenny Horton says it was specifically Billy Kloster who had a passion for Dr. Pepper.
He was a huge Dr. Pepper collector and an even bigger drinker. He drank 10 to 15 Dr. Peppers a day. Not a beer drinker at all.
Today they produce their own very popular line of Dublin brand sodas. They're still using the equipment of years ago to produce the pop of today, as you can see on a walk through the plant.
This is called the Sim 320. It dates back to 1937. So this is essentially the filler we're working on right now. It's not a brand new piece of equipment by any means, but it was made to last. That's the way things were made back then for sure. But this machine runs about 25 bottles per minute.
They hope to purchase some 1980s era equipment for around $3 million that would provide a substantial upgrade in speed. That machine can run at 300 bottles per minute instead of the current 25. Mr. Kloster also made his own museum here to Dr. Pepper.
This is the original cash register from the plant in 1891. So the very first bottle of Dr. Pepper ever sold would have been off of this cash register right here.
And as Kenny points out, there's much more than an old cash register here.
The cool thing about this machine, it tells you so much about the era. For one thing, the price says $7.99. That's the highest it'll go. That's why we can't use it anymore. Of course, in the 1890s, you might buy a single bottle for 2 cents, maybe a case for 15 cents. So $8 would get you a lot of Dr. Pepper back in the day.
Take a look at the register yourself on the TV version of this program. Just follow the American Countryside on Facebook to watch. Traveling the Countryside in Dublin, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.